Good afternoon. I'd like to introduce you the work I've done during the 6 months, or how long is it I've been here. It's about image text recognition, which we done together with the Center of Machine Perception of the Czech Technical University. First I will briefly talk about what the image text recognition is, and then I will present how we what we have done in this task. Well, it is the image text recognition is a task that takes an image where the text is supposed to be and transforms it to and finds the rectangles where the words are and transcribes them. We use a tool that was developed at the Czech Technical University. It takes an image as an input and finds the rectangles and their transcriptions. The tool they developed scores well at the IGDAR competition. It is International Conference for Document Analysis and Recognition. In the competition, only the text localization and the already localized rectangles transcription is evaluated. So it does not evaluate the end-to-end transcription of the images. The tool from the Czech Technical University first finds areas where the letters might be. These areas are defined like they have the same color and it is distinct from the color that is in the background. These areas are classified using some classifier whether it is a character or not and which character it can be. And then these hypotheses about the characters are organized in a graph where the vertices are the hypothesis about the characters, and they are connected with an edge. It might be adjacent letters. And in the next phase, the correct string is decoded in a graph. And this stage is the part we worked on. The original motivation was whether a linguistic knowledge can be somehow employed in this process. Originally, the text portrait tool uses four features, the combination of the features is learned by testing, I think, like 100 values of the combination of them, so it's not really a clever learning algorithm. So we've decided to machine learn this decoding phase. For that, we of course need some training data, and we generate this training data by running the first part of the algorithm on the training data for the competition, and in those graphs find the paths that represent the strings that are in the annotation for the images. It is 229 images which look like the two you've seen previously. From these images, we generated 1,600 graphs, and for 800 of them, we were able to find a path that matches the string that is in the annotation. And we included both the complete matches and just prefixes of the correct strings. Of lengths at least four. From these 800 graphs, we used 70% of them for training and 30% for intrinsic evaluation. As I talked previously, there were originally four features on the edges. The first one is how similarly the areas contrasted with the background. Then there is the confidence from the OCR classifier, how the letters fit kind of average line through the graph, and a simple language model computed on a dictionary. We added some bigram features, like ratios between the width of the adjacent characters of their highs, deviation of the top line from the line that connects the centers of the characters. We added also some patterns, meaning that if it is the first capitalized letter, then lowercase letter, if it's a combination of a letter or number, two numbers, etc. And a bigram language model trained on corpus. This gave us in total 20 features. In some experiments, we also generated higher order graphs where a vertex represents two letters and an edge represents in fact three letters, and this allowed us to add more features which were the angles of the upper and bottom line, some more character patterns like the combination of the capitalized and lowercase letters, and the trigram language model. Those were additional 9 features. The first experiment we did was trying to learn a classifier for the edges independently. We took all edges from all the training graphs and take those which light on the correct path as a positive examples and the others as negative examples. Train a classifier which aims to predict whether the edge should lie on the correct path or not, and then we find a path that maximizes the sum of scores from the classifiers. Despite it was considered to be a baseline experiment, it gave us quite good results. Another approach we tried was structured learning. For structured learning, we needed the problem to be defined in this way, where we find a maximum of some function which is a dot product of some weight vector, and a feature function which in this case is actually the sum of the feature functions for the edges. The feature functions is what we want to guess, and the weight vector is what we want to learn by a learning procedure. There are some standard methods for the structure prediction. The most simple is the structure perceptron, which is a simple modification of the standard perceptron algorithm. More complex algorithm is using the quadratic optimization, as is used in a support vector machine to achieve the large margin classifier. It is optimized using the quadratic programming, but the margin we want to get isn't just the constant margin between two classes as in the standard SVM, but we want to approximate a loss function telling us how bad the incorrect path in the graphs are. This unfortunately leads to exponential manic conditions for the quadratic programming. So an approximative algorithm is used, which for a given weight find the most violated conditions and add it to the set of conditions to the quadratic programming. So these were the methods we used, and we of course needed to evaluate it somehow. So we, for the intrinsic evaluation of this very process, we took the 30 persons of the extracted graph from the training set, and computed some statistics. Originally, we computed the number of incorrectly classified edges, which we later found out that it is not comparable for the standard graphs and the higher order graph, because in the higher order graphs there is much more edges and it looks like there are much more errors. So we use only string measures. We compute the average Levenstein distance of the decoded and the correct string, the average relative distance, because the strings are of different lengths, so we want to know whether usually half of the words are correct or just one letter. We also measured the length difference, because finding the longest path tends to generate longer strings than is necessary, and finally we measure the full string accuracy. In the extrinsic evaluation, which we haven't done yet because there are some technical problems with the tool from the Czech Technical University, we are going to measure the text localization task, which is just the positioning of the rectangles where the text should be, without any regards of the actual content of the rectangles, and the letter localization plus the correctness of the letters. We are going to compute the precision recall and the F1 measure for the rectangles that overlap by more than 90%, which is meant like both from the precision and recall view that they overlap. So what the results are, this is kind of big table, sorry for that, but I will explain it. The independent classifier, which was at the end the random forest, performed surprisingly well. It actually outperformed from both the structured prediction methods, but the very best configuration was using the structured SVM with the score of the independent classifier as another feature. When we try to compare the bigram edges and the trigram edges, it looks like that it can help, because using just the features without the independent classifier, it helps a bit. However, while combining the score from the classifier and the large margin optimization, it is still worse than while using the bigram edges. The reasons why it can be so is that we probably didn't get the right set of features, and therefore the classifiers having the nonlinear decision boundary perform better than those that have linear precision boundary, which are unfortunately both of the structured prediction methods. As I told previously, we don't have any results from the extrinsic evaluation, except from the text localization, which in fact does not bring any changes in comparing with the original software, because the main changes are inside the strings. Very rarely we add another letter or delete one. So what to do next? Finish the extrinsic evaluation, which will be hopefully done this week. Try to employ some structured prediction methods that optimize the problem globally, but uses an underlying classifier with a nonlinear precision decision boundary. automatically get more training data, which is in progress right now, and publish the work. So that is all. Thank you for your attention. Yes, and with English only.
And the second one, what do you think, what is the effect of the language model? Because I don't know what is the training data. So, but normally the images, most of the images, what you can see are letters, the streets or everywhere are names of companies or products. And so I don't think that the language model will like help here so much.
Well, it helps a bit, but what is more important than the actual language model than how the letters follow each other are those patterns, whether those are the capitalized letters and lowercase letters, combinations of letters and numbers, mm-hmm. and so on. What I also should try and did not try is combinations of consonants and vowels.
Uh-huh. Okay, so it works just on this level. Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you.
In your evaluation, you showed the average length difference, which was negative in one case. So I would think it's absolute difference, isn't it? If you measure the length difference,
yeah, it's absolute.
So how come it can be negative?
No. It means that the decoded string was shorter than the true string.
Hmm. So it's not actually absolute, or
by absolute I meant that it is an average number of characters by which the decoded string is longer.
So if half of them are shorter and half of them are longer, you get zero.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
I would call it relative if it would be like 1/10 mm-hmm. if it's mm-hmm. one extra letter in the 10-character string.
Yeah, I just meant that it's probably not so important whether it's longer or shorter, but that it's incorrect. So
yeah. Originally we had problems that the algorithm decoded much more longer strings than it should.
Okay. Thank you.